The Marcus Center for the Performing Arts has occupied its downtown Milwaukee parcel for a half century. Now the owners want to make the building and its grounds more open and welcoming. That includes cutting down a grove of mature chestnut trees. Some opponents hope a historic designation would stop the trees from going away. WUWM environmental reporter Susan Bentz has the story.
Jennifer Current is a landscape architect and does not want the Marcus Center, in particular its grounds, to radically change. She spoke at a meeting Monday of the city's Historic Preservation Commission, describing the design landscape at the corner of Water and Kilbourne as a treasure. It was created by Dan Kiley, who Current says was a visionary of the modernist movement. She's researched his legacy and shared a bit of Kylie's philosophy with the commission.
I suddenly saw that lines, allays, bosques of trees, and clipped hedges could be tools to build landscapes of clarity and infinity, just like a walk in the woods.
Kylie designed more than 1,000 landscapes around the globe. The heart of his Marcus Center work is the Chestnut Grove. Current says it's a welcoming enclosure without walls.
It's concrete, it's gravel, it's trees. These are simple materials used in elegant ways that are accessible to the public.
The Marcus owners want to replace the trees with grass. They also plan to make the building more translucent. Architect Jim Shields is working on the revisioning and spoke against historic designation for the property. Shields says over the years, both the building and Kylie's landscape have been significantly modified. He came with images to prove it.
The bottom slide shows that in 1989, hundreds of linear feet of precast concrete benches were added, not designed by Kylie or by Weiss.
That's building architect Harry Weiss.
And then the biggest one for me, 20 years into the life of the Weiss building, it was found that the 1-inch thick travertine Roman marble was cracking off and the connections were failing.
The commission voted to consider historic designation, but member Alderman Bob Bauman said that doesn't mean an automatic end to the Marcus Center's plans.
We're simply talking to the criteria whether or not a particular property or site is eligible for permanent designation.
The commission has 6 months to complete its evaluation. Marcus Center CEO Paul Matthews warned the panel that the move conflicts with his timeline for revamping the property. That could mean no free programs next summer. Susan Bentz, 89.7, WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.